T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a federal crackdown now on flavored e-cigarettes, and it's coming from the President and First Lady. Ryan Burrow is following this story. He joins us live. How soon could this happen, Ryan?
Well, it looks like the FDA still needs to put together some official guidelines that can be used that will be administered, as far as how retailers will handle this, as far as any kind of punishment for violations of it. That still is not written anywhere yet that the president has the authority to sign. That being said, if weeks down the road they are able to come up with that, they think it could be months before such a policy is implemented, essentially banning all e-cigarette flavors that are not tobacco flavored. So one of the issues that we've been hearing is young people get into some of these flavors like strawberry and lemonade and unicorn milk and cherry and all these other flavors. The Trump administration looking to essentially ban those as a way to deter teens from getting involved. Now, the cat's kind of out of the bag. There are a lot of teens already using this stuff. Will the teens stop using it if the flavors change? That's the big question.
You know, it seems kind of a strange situation because in the same breath you have the doctor who was there yesterday saying that a lot of these illnesses are related to, you know, not on the market officially, these black market THC or marijuana vaping devices. But all these regulations are focused on things that are commercially available that may or may not be related to any of the illnesses.
Yeah, the black market is the thing that's kind of causing a lot of question marks. We still don't know what the source of these 400 plus illnesses are, these six deaths that have been reported across the United States. Is it related to one particular product? Is it related to the way something has been used? Have certain products been manipulated? I can tell you in Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday, there was an announcement that a 20-year-old man had been arrested. He had been injecting these cartridges with THC at levels more than 150 times the normal allotted amount on the packaging. So he would go and take these flavors, these lemonades, these strawberries, and he would inject them. We're talking 30,000 he had created. He was selling them, sending them off. We have no idea where they went to. Is it possible that he's the source for some of these illnesses? But this just shows this, there's this kind of underground black market that's associated not only with THC, but also some of these flavors.
Wow. And if you talk to retailers, they fear that this ban could put them out of business and cause that black market to soar for the flavored products.
Absolutely. The American Vaping Association said that the president moving on this would destroy thousands of small businesses. A lot of these vaping retailers say, look, it's not our products that are the problem, and you're going to end up hurting us more than anything.
All right, Ryan, complicated issue. It's getting a lot of attention throughout the past couple of weeks. It's Ryan Burrow joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.